But let us get back to vijnana and jnana. Both these words come from the same verbal root, and that root is jnā, to know. Now, knowledge is of many different kinds. Indeed, the words vijnana and jnana themselves can be used in several different senses. But for the purpose of this talk, I'm using them in the sense that they bear in the teaching of the four reliances. Some of you are no doubt already familiar with this teaching. It occurs in a number of Mahayana texts, and I've mentioned it more than once in lectures. The four reliances are, first of all, on the teaching, not on the person who teaches. It's on the teaching that one should rely. And then, on the meaning, not on the expression. Don't be misled by the expression. Try to find out what is really meant. And then, thirdly, one should rely on scriptures of definitive meaning, not on scriptures of interpretable meaning. So what does this mean? It means that some passages in the Buddhist scriptures are obscure, even ambiguous, whereas others are very clear and straightforward. So one interprets the obscure in the light of the clear and straightforward. One interprets the interpretable in terms of the definitive. And fourthly, one should rely on jnana and not on vijnana. Now, all four reliances are important, but at present we're concerned only with the fourth. We should rely on jnana, not on vijnana. But what is jnana? What is vijnana? As I've already said, both words come from the same verbal root. They both come from jnā, to know. But there is a big difference between them. Jnana sees things as they really are, or according to reality. Vijnana sees things only as they appear to be. Jnana is free from greed, hatred and delusion. Vijnana is not free from greed, hatred and delusion. Jnana is transcendental. Vijnana is mundane. Jnana is of the nature of nirvana. Vijnana is of the nature of samsara. The vast majority of people, of course, rely on vijnana. Their knowledge is determined by the physical senses, by the so-called rational mind, and by the ego mind or ego consciousness. Very few really rely on jnana. Those who do rely on jnana are the stream entrants, and so on, as well, perhaps, as the very greatest of the great poets and thinkers. Nowadays, we may in fact say that the vast majority of people not only do not rely upon jnana, but even have no conception of jnana as distinct from vijnana. For them, knowledge is essentially vijnana. Knowledge is essentially something empirical, something rational. Knowledge is essentially something of a sophisticated scientific type, we may say. And people have no conception of jnana because they have no conception of a hierarchy of consciousnesses or awarenesses. No idea that there is, in fact, such a thing as a spiritual hierarchy. And we could well say that, as Buddhists, our greatest task in the West today is to explain the difference between vijnana and jnana. Not only to explain it, but even to insist upon it. Because unless this difference is understood, this difference between vijnana and jnana, unless it's understood and acted upon, there can be no real spiritual life, no real Buddhism, in fact, no real going for refuge as distinct from effective going for refuge. So, we must rely on jnana, not on vijnana. But we cannot really rely on jnana unless we have at least some experience of it. And we cannot experience it unless we develop it. But how are we to develop it? Well, we develop it as the fruit of the momentum, we may say, of our whole spiritual life. We develop it as a result of meditation, as a result of ethics, develop it as a result of spiritual friendship, dharma study, right livelihood, and so on. In short, we develop it, we develop jnana and learn to rely upon it as a result of effective going for refuge, on the basis of effective going for refuge. And we could say that our going for refuge is not really effective unless we're trying all the time to transform it through jnana into real going for refuge. Our effective going for refuge is not really effective even unless we're trying to make the transition from vijnana to jnana, from the mundane to the transcendental.